Sefolufau, former Colorado Buffaloes quarterback, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KSKA.
Welcome back. That's heavy, Angel. You're taking out your aggression today after watching the Nuggets and the Rockies last night. Maybe we need some feel good because we got some interesting stories going on. The Avs, of course, they win in overtime. They clinched the playoffs. And here's an interesting name. Eddie Lampkin Jr. is transferring to the University of Colorado. Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, joining us. Mark, talk to us about Eddie, man. We know his kind of interesting story with TCU toward the end. Didn't go to the conference tournament, all that. But how are we feeling about Eddie Lampkin Jr.?
Well, let me say this. The player who I will not name that you're talking about has not officially signed with the University of Colorado, and so I can't talk about that. But I can tell you that when I watched TCU this season, what struck me about Eddie Lampkin Jr. was a big body, 6'11", about 265 pounds, pretty skilled guy. Did deal with some off the field or off the court, I should say, family issues. Lost a brother tragically and had some injuries, but pretty big body. Very physical guy as he played for TCU. Would look good in a number of different uniforms. And, you know, if there was a team out there that was looking for a big body inside, I think he'd be a nice addition. So yeah. I wish him luck this season with TCU. If he ends up someplace else, that'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, it sure will be, Mark. And, again, if that does happen, which we don't know anything right now, it would appear that maybe the Buffs could quickly replace that center position. But, again, we don't know. Who knows what's going to happen? The world is full of mysteries.
Right. We're just all waiting to see. And, you know, since I work for the University of Colorado, there are sometimes that when there are reports out there that somebody may be transferring in until that person is actually enrolled at the University of Colorado, I'm not allowed to say anything about it. So I will tell you this, though. I was very impressed with TCU center Eddie Lampkin this past season, the two or three times I saw him play.
Mark, just blink twice if he's coming to see you, okay? That's all I'm going to say.
There you go. I don't know if you saw that or not, but I just did something.
I heard something. I heard it. I could hear the blinks, man. I got great ears. Okay, let's put him away for now, but also kind of dreaming at the same point. I feel like CU, man, I mean, I know it wasn't the season that they wanted ultimately, but next year you talk about a hot transfer coming in and Cody Williams and then a player to be named later. Man, Mark, this could be the year. I don't know what that means necessarily, but this could be a really good year coming up for the Buffs.
Well, I don't know if you saw it, but just yesterday ESPN put out there way too early. Top 25, UConn was number one, the national champion after they won that on Monday night. The number 13 team in the country was the University of Colorado. They looked at the potential starting five coming back, Cody Williams, the top five recruit in the country. I mean, that's safe to say some people have them number one or number three, but it's certainly top five in the country. You're going to have K.J. Simpson back. So there's probably your backcourt right there. Up front, a big body inside that you can speculate about. You got Tristan Da Silva coming back, and then maybe Luke O'Brien or somebody like that on the other wing. And so that's a pretty impressive looking, five man lineup right there. Then when you add to that, you've got Courtney Anderson coming in, the outstanding young recruit out of Northern California. You got Ahsan Jopp, who's a 6'9" guy out of the Denver metro area. He's coming in from a private school, and then don't forget. Some of the guys will be, Julian Hammond certainly is going to be back. R.J. Smith is going to be back. A guy that we didn't see this year because he was coming back from injury but had a redshirt season is a great shooter. So when you start adding all of that up, it looks like a very impressive lineup and should be competing for a Pac-12 championship and should be well into the NCAA tournament field by the time, we're getting around to the end of March next season.
Yeah, no, I think just, again, looking at it on paper, it looks really good. And another year with these guys, with those stars, with Tristan and KJ, another year with those guys is just only going to help. So I think that's got to be, you got to be pretty pumped up. I know, bummed out. Folks were bummed out about the Lawson Lovering situation, which still seems bizarre to me.
Yep.
But,
yep.
Yeah, it might be okay.
I've done a little bit digging on that, and it still doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, I've talked to some folks, and I've talked to some folks who talked to other folks. I mean, it's still a bizarre situation. I can't quite get my head around it. And sometimes, young people make silly decisions, and I'm getting the sense that maybe that's what it's all about. I mean, and I've never heard any explanation, and I've had conversations with people on the inside of this thing, I've never gotten a full explanation as to what exactly was going on, which makes you speculate a little bit on some potential things. But, yeah, that's certainly disappointing. But when you look at this, you know, Cody Williams, I don't know if you got a chance to watch that McDonald's All-American game the other day. He's an awfully impressive, highly skilled basketball player. At 6'8", weighs about 205 pounds, incredibly long, highly skilled. I mean, so he's out there with, you know, the other top recruits in America and looked the part as much as anybody out there. I mean, he's a future, I think, NBA star. And so I'm really excited about him coming in with the talent that we've already gone through that really could be an exciting season for Colorado basketball next season.
Well, I know you talked a little bit about Cody last week, too. And in this day and age, for Tad to just keep going and getting guys coming in here with battling transfer portal stuff, all of it, you had brought it up. You're like, Cody's family and Cody, they didn't bring any of that stuff up, man. He just wants to play basketball for a good coach.
Yeah, exactly right. That was the thing that is awful impressive. When Tad was recruiting him, the NIL stuff didn't come up. Cody Williams knows what he's all about, knows where his value is, knows that he's going to end up in the NBA, just like his brother is, who's turned out to be a fantastic player for Oklahoma City in the NBA. And so, yeah, when you get a guy like that, and you know that goes, that's kind of what we talk about, though, with Tad Boyle players, right? I mean, he's always recruited those kind of guys, just great human beings, the Evan Baddies of the world, the Josh Scotts of the world, Spencer Dinwiddies of the world. I mean, you know what he's got there right now with Tristan Da Silva and KJ Simpson. Just good human beings who happen to be very good basketball players as well, and that's why you got to love this program.
Yeah, I'm excited. I really am. With a lot of, you know, surrounding teams, I don't know what the future looks like for those guys, the immediate future at least, when we're talking, you know, Rams, Cowboys, Bears even. But with the Buffs, I mean, I know, again, one name leaves, but it does feel like they're set up to be a very good basketball team next season. Mark, we're getting numbers now. Guys are starting to get numbers. I know after based off our last conversation, you're a big numbers guy, and Coach Primetime is making them earn the numbers.
So I was able to identify one player on the field today. Yeah. Jimmy Horton, at number 5.
Okay.
And so I was able to identify him. He was the only one, though, I knew on the field the entire day of practice today. But, yeah, they're starting to trickle in. By the way, I did an interview today. It'll be coming out, I think, tomorrow. With Dylan Edwards, who is one of the top running backs in America, was on his way to play for Notre Dame. He's out of Derby, Kansas, which is in the Wichita area, and Prime flips him to come to Colorado. He might be one of the fastest human beings on the face of the earth, by the way. And so he and I were doing an interview today. I challenged him to a foot race, and so we'll see if we can get that done at some point in time. And I wouldn't put any money on me, by the way, when he and I race. But anyway, what an impressive young man he is, and I think he's going to be a superstar for Colorado.
Well, Mark, you're going to have to wear some running shoes, man. I know it's going to be tough to get you out of the boots, but you're going to have to put on some sneakers if you want a chance.
No, I think I'll stick with the boots. It's like Dan Hawkins called me. After practice one day, Dan Hawkins calls my name out. I'm standing out, you know, talking to one of the beat guys, and I hear my name, like, what? He goes, get on out of here. I'm like, for what? And he goes, come on out. You got to kick a field goal to see if the team's going to run. I'm walking out there. First off, I was not wearing the square toes that day. And never having been a place kicker, I said, fellas, I just looked at the team and said, my apologies, you're going to run. Okay. And I went out there and kicked the field goal. I think off the pointed toe of the boot, I think went shanking off, you know, somewhere in the Longmont. And the guys just run. So I figure exactly the same outcome will be when I run. Jimmy Horn Jr., or rather Dylan Edwards. I mean, you know, both he and Jimmy Horn Jr., by the way, both run something like a 4.38 40.
Wow.
I mean, think about that. I mean, that is blazing. That's NFL top-level combine kind of stuff right there. That's how fast those guys are.
Yeah, the names keep pouring in, the accolades, what these guys can do. It's all just building up. And did we officially get a sellout for that spring game, Mark, coming up here at the end of the month?
Yeah, officially. And they sold it out at 45,000 because they've got some construction stuff that they're doing, and so some of the seats are going to be unavailable. So instead of having 50,182 or whatever the exact number is, they had to cap it at 45. So it's officially a sellout on April 22nd.
Well, how about that? That's going to be something else. Mark, while we have you, what are you hearing? Are you hearing anything about San Diego State, Pac-12 future? Are you getting any conversations going about that?
Well, yeah. I'm hearing that there is a forthcoming invitation to have them come to the Pac-12, and so that's something to keep an eye on. But listen, there's a lot of rumblings coming out of the Big 12 right now as well. And so this thing is so volatile at this point. And then, of course, just recently, you've seen some of the national guys reporting on the potential media deal with the Pac-12, and boy, they have not painted that thing in a very positive light. And so I'm fascinated just sitting back and kind of watching this deal unfold right now, because the rumor mill is on fire. But yes, you're hearing about San Diego State getting an invite from the Pac-12. I saw one of the national guys had them as a potential suitor for the Big 12 as well, along with some Big 12 or Pac-12 schools. So, yeah, who knows where this is all going to end up, but it's turning pretty heavily right now internally.
No, I'm just so curious, because it all is going to, you know, the TV deals that we're talking about right now. Yep. And I know the Pac-12's in conversation with Apple TV. I don't know what that's going to look like, but I guess it all kind of depends. That's where I'm looking at some of these teams. It's like, do you just stand pat wherever you are right now? Because we're going to have a lot of changes still, depending on how these TV contracts go down.
Yeah. There's no doubt about that. You know, and many people, by the way, are looking at, well, since San Diego State went to the Final Four in the national championship game, that makes them more attractive. That doesn't necessarily mean that, by the way. Don't get caught up in the emotion of the moment. People and the television execs will still be analyzing the value overall from a viewership standpoint. And just because you did something once, you know, I once hit an 80-foot putt, okay? That doesn't mean I'm going to play this weekend at Augusta National just because they hit an 80-foot putt one time, okay? And so just kind of keep that in mind. Just because they went to the title game doesn't automatically put them in the category that, you know, doesn't mean they're not, but doesn't mean they are in that category where every television network wants them as part of the deal. So just, you know, kind of keep that in mind as well moving forward.
Mark, do you get out and golf a lot?
Very rarely. Okay. I used to golf quite a bit, and I actually got where I was taxable, let's put it that way. And then I started fly fishing, and I thought to myself, you know what? I can accept the fact that a trout with a pea brain outsmarts me more than I can accept the fact that an inanimate object outsmarts me. So I'd rather standing in a canyon in a river, you know, up with a pooter or something, fly fishing, getting outsmarted by a trout, than I had the frustration of cussing at a little round ball all afternoon long. So I don't golf nearly as much as I used to. I much more would rather be fly fishing at this point.
Well, and the beauty of that, you don't got a lot of people watching you either. That's my biggest concern with golf, is you got like four or five people right behind you waiting for you to get done, and that's really tough for me.
You know what the key is, number one? When I do golf, because I get asked to play in four or five events a year, they want me to come out and, you know, golf with somebody, force them. So I go out there. I just don't care anymore. I've got no ego about it. So, yeah, that makes it easy. You know, if I shank one, no big deal. So does everybody else. Secondly, by the way, it is kind of similarly humiliating when you're standing out there and the fish and the animals around you in the canyon start. So that does happen.
You got to pick your hobbies, my friend. Mark, appreciate you as always. Great stuff talking about. I am excited about Tad Boyle's team next year. We'll see what happens. Yep. But we'll look to catch up with you next week.
I look forward to it. See you.
All right, Mark Johnson, the voice of the Buffs. Did you get that patent done yet Angel, on my curtain idea for the golfing we talked about with the little curtain that unfolds and it covers you up so nobody can see you tee off?
Yeah, I couldn't find the right curtain for the prototype.
Oh, crap.
Our investor pitch is going to have to be delayed.
Okay. Well, we'll get there, though.
It's I have the PVC pipes. I just don't have a curtain.
It's something you can fit in your golf bag.
Right.
And you pop it out, unfold it, or just like a scroll, unwind
it. We're waiting for the patent for that specific technology.
It's going to be phenomenal.
It's a process.
For you know, shy golfers, for the shy golfer that's just trying to figure it out and find some confidence. Keep everybody from watching you. Put your curtain up.
You can even take it out in the range, too.
Yes. Yeah. You could do so much. We'll make it so you can form it a little bit, too, so it could circle around you, so your sides are protected as well.
Oh. Well, it keeps your range narrower.
Oh, yeah. There's
you
a
can't
lot.
Hit it, you can't, you know, shank it if nope. You can only hit it straight.
Correct. And nobody will see it when you do. That's the beauty of it. 12:50 the time. Let's wrap up this hour. Coming up in the 1 o'clock hour, we'll talk more Nuggets. Kyle Fredrickson will join us to talk about the Avs. And the Avs were in a similar spot as the Nuggets last year with Jared Bednar. Can Michael Malone and company rise to that occasion like we saw with Bednar? We'll talk to Kyle about it in the 1 o'clock hour. It's the whole show. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Join Tanner Schwint this spring for Preps Baseball on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.